IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize movies with religious and spiritual and metaphysical themes. One of those movies that we started, in fact, criticizing from the last episode ago, or last week, was Astral. It stands for Astral Projection, and it was produced in 2018, directed by Chris Maul. Well, it's a British horror movie that we tried to criticize, with Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah from the last episode ago. Let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, and then we'll be back and criticize it after the break.
I can't really tell you how to do it. I can only describe how I did it.
Find somewhere comfortable. Rest your eyes. Concentrate on your breathing. You are connected to all that exists.
I am empowered to travel wherever I wish to go.
So, astral projection allows you to contact...
I don't think you should be messing around with that.
Why exactly you want to try?
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize the movie Astral, standing for Astral Projection. It was produced in 2018, directed by Chris Maul, with Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Abdullah. Welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program again.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Again, always a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. Sayyid Abdullah, let me start with you this time in this episode. What are the potential benefits and risks of astral projection?
Well, again, if we assume that there is such a thing, we don't have enough data on that. So it might have been, if it happens, it would be like a single event that happens to selective people. And it's just an experience for them rather than for the majority of people. Mm-hmm. So even let's say if you want to do a scientific work on that, you won't be able to get much data, because if such a thing happens, it would be a very selective few.
Yes.
So in order for you to understand the dangers and the benefits of anything, you need to do conduct a very lengthy research. Mm-hmm. Since no such a thing has happened, we can't actually say what are the benefits and what are the harms.
Know, when you look up, for information about astral projection or out-of-body experience, normally what you end up finding with is that, that most of the experiments on the part of science were not really conclusive. But they even, the scientists didn't reject the whole reality or existence.
Science don't reject it, but at the same time, they don't accept it, because science only can explain what it can touch and feels and sees.
Yes.
Now, if we assume hypothetically that this is something that can be done, well, at least one of the benefits is that you have the ability to see beyond yourself, or at least beyond your time frame, beyond your scope, beyond the limitation that are imposed on us by nature itself. So you would be able to extract yourself. Maybe you'll be able to travel through time backwards and forwards.
Exactly.
That could be possible. So these are the benefits. As the harms that I can think of, there's always a possibility, because the body and the soul, the way they're created, they're linked to each other. There's always a connection between the two. Exactly. If you sever that connection, then you're pretty much dead. So even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sleeping. He said, the ayah says, he takes the souls from the body. فَيَقْبَضَ الَّتِي He holds the one that he wants to take as in death. And then just the body dies. And those who've been blessed, he gives them another chance.
You know, according to my information, like I've been like researching on this, in fact, very subject, in fact, for quite a long time. And I've never found any case of death after astral projection.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it could be one of the risks.
About the psychological distress, maybe there are some.
So, like I said, it depends on the
consequences. It
depends on the experience of the people. So that, like I said, because we don't have like an actual research where we bring like 100, 200, 300 people, we put them in a room and like, okay guys, you project yourselves outside so we can see what happens, and then we measure after an hour, five people would come. And like maybe one don't return, they don't have a percentage.
I see.
So we don't have that. Like I said, so this is just hypothetical.
Mm.
In that case, it could happen where one not return.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah.
No worries.
Let's take a break by listening to another part of the movie, Astral, produced in 2018, directed by Chris Moll. And then we'll be back with the criticism. Don't go away.
Astral attempt number two.
It doesn't make any sense. Surely you can't record your own spirit.
It felt like a dream, but it was so real.
Don't believe everything you're about to see. The tricks of insidious diaboli. Libera nos domine. Ecclesiam tuam secura tibi fatius. Dilatate. With the Father and the Holy Spirit. You brought something here with you.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser helping me as my guest speakers as always. Helping me criticize the movie Astral, produced in 2018, directed by Chris Moll. Brother Yasser, what are the ethical or moral implications of astral projections, possibly? Some people, like... A friend of mine, for example, Brother Yasser, used to say, he was like one of those people who astral projected all the time. And of course, he repented from what he was doing. He told me like a couple of years ago when he used to do the astral projection or AP, he used to leave not only his body, but the town. And he went like to different places, and he violated the privacy of other people. Well, he used to like do it, and he said that, for example, I was on the phone and I was doing it, and then I used to say, for example, what the other person on the other end of the line was wearing. That's obviously the breach of which we call it, the violation of the privacy.
I think also one thing that needs to be mentioned that was not mentioned is that obviously when we understand the realms of existence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, many people, even though the astral project, have not really understood the realms of existence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, okay, I astral projected. Does it mean you left the physical realm? Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And even right now in the physical realm, there are levels of the physical realm that you and I have no access to.
Yeah, true.
So you haven't left the physical realm. All you've done is that you have manipulated space to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
Or even worse, so another being who has access to a higher realm is manipulating you in time and space.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the ethical things, if you want to speak about, is this. Is there are other beings that have been created, whatever you want to call
them. Different entities or life forms.
Like jinns, for example. Yes. Let's just put it out there. Jinns, for example.
Yeah.
Jinns, for example, have the ability to transverse between realms of existence.
Yes.
Generally speaking.
From the physical to the astral.
Not the astral, again.
And also mental realm, but...
Again, these
above
even again,
that they can't. Even according to Islamic mysticism.
Islam has three realms of existence.
Yes.
You have the realm of the intellect, the realm of imagination or barzakh ilam, and the realm of physicality. These are the three realms in Islamic existence. Now, you, like I mentioned, the physical realm itself, you spoke about mental, astral may still be in the physical realm.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
It is a physical realm.
Actually, it is.
So therefore, it has nothing to do
different
with...
Different layers.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with the higher realm, mm-hmm. which is the barzakhi realm.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with the higher realm.
I was talking about another classification. Even in Islamic mysticism, it's been like somehow talked about or discussed by Mullah Sadra, for example.
This is Mullah Sadra's thing.
Ibn Sina, yes.
This Ibn Sina. Ibn Sina did not have barzakh. But Ibn Sina had two realms of existence.
Yeah, true.
The barzakhi realm came with Sheikh Ishraq, mm-hmm. illumination, philosophy. Why? Because he was able to actually travel to that realm.
True.
And he saw that realm. Mm. And he saw other entities. And he saw other beings. And he saw cities.
Yes.
And he saw planets.
Yeah. But I'm talking about that kind of classification which go from the top, like bottom top, like physical realm, astral realm, causal realm, and the divine realm. There are 3 to 4 realms of existence.
But even then, if you look at 3 forms of existence, you have to classify, is astral part of barzakh or not? If not, then it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Right. No, I don't have any kind of like issues with what you're saying right. about the astral being a part of the physicality.
Exactly. So all you're doing, you are just manipulating time and space.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a difference.
Yes, true.
So therefore, you have not actually done anything. Whereas, for example, if a person is able to attach himself, so therefore this person himself can therefore be manipulated
mm-hmm.
by beings who have access
yes.
to higher realms,
mm-hmm.
like the jinn, for example, who
yeah,
have...
like the jinn, like maneuvering around the physical and astral realm. But when it comes
don't
to the
astral,
causal...
Because not causal realm.
But the divine realm or the causal realm, they can't.
Because no,
they can't
again,
infiltrate.
I disagree with, like, with the use of causal, because mm-hmm. the realm of the intellect is the mm-hmm. cause of the barzakhi realm.
Right.
The barzakhi realm is the cause of the physical realm. So for you to say causal, you are making a
no, no, no. I'm just talking about that kind of classification which is out there. Of course, it totally varies from or differs from the Buddhist or Hinduist type of, classification, which goes from like physical, etheric, astral, mental, causal, spiritual, and divine. This is another different story, actually.
Yeah, but again, so you're saying causal.
Mm.
What do you mean by causal? Do you mean that this all causes effect and effects come from this realm?
No. By causal, they don't mean cause and effect.
It's just the name of a realm.
Yeah, that's the name of a realm. Like the divine, the spiritual
yeah,
realm.
That's fine.
That's a different thing. Yeah.
Exactly, for example. But then, for example, you have to understand that even if you make it into 7, mm. or some make it into 9,
yes.
within the created existence, there are 3 realms.
Mm-hmm.
Each having a vertical reality, each affecting the other.
I see.
There is no escape from it.
Okay.
Whatever is in the barzakh realm is in the intellect, but in the intellect, there's more than it.
Mm-hmm.
Like in any cause and effect.
Yes, true.
The physical realm is the same with the barzakh realm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a person just travels within space and time, it does not necessarily mean that he has left the physical realm.
Yeah, right.
So the thing is that okay, he's seeing things, but he, like in the movie, they show that you can't affect it. Okay, fine, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
If it's remaining within the physical realm, yes, you can't affect.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, someone can think they can go back in time and say, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that's impossible to happen.
Right.
Because, again, as we, lack of a better word, and the Marvel's movies,
yes.
the timeline is something that is really set. It is something you cannot change.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you cannot see it. Right? Again, if you go onto a higher realm, you can see a timeline that is there. What happened in the past, you cannot affect it in order for the future to change.
Mm-hmm.
That is not possible in the reality of the bigger picture. But in your mind, you can do it.
Although the concept of time is subject to various definitions, by the way.
Time is like a fourth dimension of the physical realm.
In the physical realm. But when you go above,
there's
like
no such thing
realm,
as time. There's no time. There's
even
no
if there is the concept of time, it's totally different from this physical
even, exactly,
realm.
It's something
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
Because that the time of this world is an effect of a higher time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the concept of time is different.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Thank you very
yeah.
much. Thank you very much, Brother Yasser. And thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize the movie Astral, produced in 2018, directed by Chris Moll. Of course, we haven't finished the criticism of this movie, and hopefully in the upcoming episode we'll do so. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Begin by getting into a comfortable seated position. When you're ready, softly close your eyes and tune in to your heart in the middle of your chest and a couple of inches inwards. And let all of your awareness center in on this space. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes back to the world around you.